And the other ones you just mentioned were approved for a Division III or special use?
No, they are special use, and she's probably coming back to the board under new and old business next month. She just talked to me about that just recently to bring it for a Division III. Off of the special use.
Good evening.
Hello.
Is there anything you would want to add to Scott's overview?
No, that's pretty much the gist of it.
Any questions?
So none of these new ones are going to be fronting on Jones Road?
No.
No, you have this, the gate that I took that picture of is about right here. And I don't even know that these roads are named yet, but you saw how the roads looked. Mm-hmm. There's the gate, and then here's the other. The base is in good, but.
Are the roads going to be brought up to county standards?
I don't know what Valerie actually has plans for the road. We've just recently acquired the additional properties. And I know that we've been working with Melissa and DNR, but as far as the roads, I don't know, honestly.
Rick, those roads are county roads, the white looking ones.
Mm-hmm.
The dirt roads are the Oakmont community where people pay business. That was actually their tractor.
So as far as we know, they will not be brought up to county standards.
We don't know that.
No, we don't know that.
You don't know that, yeah.
Yeah. I think we need to know that.
Well, after they platted now, it's a platted subdivision.
They're 50 foot. According to my, they're showing 50 foot road, or platted in there.
Yeah, but that after you, if it's not a county road in there.
It doesn't have to be.
It don't have to be. The county standards, actually.
No, I'm just kind of concerned about
it. It would be to their own benefit, probably, to have good roads.
I know Valerie's been working with Karen at Oakmont on different things. That could be one of them.
It is.
The roads.
Yeah, that is something that she has talked with Karen about. I don't know what that kind of their conversation was, but that is something that I know they have talked about.
Because you'd have to petition Oakmont to actually improve those or change them because they own them.
Yeah. Or if you have an interest, you do it yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
We will be doing construction on the first one that we were approved on before, and then we'll move on. So we won't have construction going all at once on every house. No, it disrupts our guests.
Do you make your customers aware that Jones Road is not a walking trail?
Yes.
For sure. Yes.
Well, we've done some work out there, and even if you're just, ditty boffing along at 35, and you've got a tractor and a trailer, and you come around and somebody from Ohio is stopping in the middle of the road to look at the cows, it can be an interesting time.
Yes, I've experienced that myself.
Okay, if there's no further input, if you wouldn't mind having a seat, then we'll see if anyone wants to speak for or against this. Do we have anyone here in support? Anyone in support of this application? Seeing none, any opposed? Yes, sir.
Josh Weaver. We live at 965 Jones Road. This is my wife, Janet Weaver.
Hi.
I guess our main question is, how are you going to let them develop a nightly rental commercial community around our residential house? Can I go over
here?
Sure.
Is this it right here?
I'm not sure what all we own this one.
Okay.
And we own this one, and this one, and this one. And then can you show what all she owns? Pretty much everything around me
is what she owns. Yeah, I mean, everything. Now, this guy lives here all the time. Well, he has two houses. This is a nightly rental. Those were there when we got there. Okay, we can't really do nothing about that. But you're talking about letting her develop a community, like I think this lady was talking about, around our residential neighborhood. A little nervous, sorry. No, my second question is, you're going to put a sewer treatment plant behind my house? Is that what they're saying?
No, because of the flow, they're over the 3,000 gallons, and they're over six right. units. Whenever you get to 7 units in a project, the DNR has to look at it. And I think this one was over the 3,000 gallons, right. But they'll look at proposed wastewater system. The county won't do the permit.
Are we rezoning it to commercial now?
No, the county.
That's what it seems to be, is commercial rental properties. And not, I'm not saying like they're just buying a house and converting it. They're invading our neighborhood and making it a nightly rental. Area. I mean, the whole, you can see everything around us.
There's farms along that road.
It's a farm road. It's a dead-end road. It's not like it's in treehouse cabins or big cedar. We're a little residential community.
A mile off the road.
Right. So if you're going to approve this, where does it stop? You know what I mean? Just let them have it all? I guess we'll try to sell out. I don't know, you know. But what do we... If we were there first, then we should be the ones protected. And I don't know all the legal documents. I haven't been here through the whole thing with Branson Creek and all these other people. What I'm saying is, think of us who live there all the time and have to deal with it. Because we do deal with the people across the street, up all hours in the night, screaming, yelling, people walking up and down the road. Another complaint I have is they bring their dogs, and the dogs are running around, and I have a dog, but that's fine. I live there. I own my dog. They bring in all these crazy dogs running around. I'm going to let her talk. I'm going to get a little amped up.
You're doing good.
But,
you're doing
good.
Well, like he was saying, you know, this is we moved in, and, yeah, across the street from us was the property, Nightly Rentals properties, but we lived there, that was all residential, and then they come in and start wanting to turn it all into commercial, and they're completely surrounding us. You know, and that's, you know, I mean, we have a very nice piece of property there.
Very nice. I
mean, and really it's going to, what is that going to do to our property value?
I mean, you who know? Wants to live next to Nightly Rentals?
Nobody wants to live next to Nobody. Them, so our property value is going to go down, and that's the decision you make
like
here is going to affect that.
A house over to a Nightly Rental. You're
Let's just,
people.
Can we have one talk at a time? I'm you sorry. Bounce back and forth
I'll
if we can
go.
Keep that. Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
What was I saying? but if you guys make the decision to let them move in, it's going to decrease our property value. I mean, it really is. They were saying people are selling their houses now. You know, and it's that's what's going to happen, depending on what decisions you guys make today.
How long have you lived there?
5 years.
And we have bought lots. We bought 2 lots when we bought the house, but we've bought 3 more lots just because we knew what else are we supposed to do? They're moving in on us. So we've overextended ourselves financially to try to block them.
At least to give us some elbow room. I mean, we barely have that.
At least
that
to buy back to the back of the road so they're not, you know, trying to cut
right out our back door.
They're going to open that road up. Before, that's just a gravel road or dirt pretty much. You couldn't even get back there. So now they're going to open it up, and then they're going to make that a road too. I'm not sure what's going on.
They're already dedicated roads.
Right.
Platted roads.
Uh-huh.
And there's the people across the street. They were there doing nightly rental all along.
Correct.
So we know what we're going to deal with all around us if we allow this to happen behind us. Also, this very corner one here, on the very corner, the little box there, that little yellow line on the northern side of that butts it right up to my bedroom window. You know, I mean, I'm going to have to deal with anything that goes on in that corner
every night whenever I have to get up and go to work the next morning.
This lot right here? Yeah, that one's not included in this proposal. That one's already...
Okay, well,
these are the properties.
She's the one that was planning to do something there.
Right. Yeah.
So, do you guys got any questions for us?
No, we're here to hear your concerns.
Thanks for
allowing
us to speak.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else opposed?
Scott, could you back up and let's look at the complete project that we've already partially approved that have those lots designated?
Yeah, I don't have them signed, but it's this one, that one, and this one.
Yeah,
now.
But the ones we've already have.
Well, that's these.
Those are the ones that are in yellow now.
Yeah. This one, I don't believe, is included in either one, I don't believe. I can't remember if it came through the first project or not. I remember looking at the property all in this with this one included into it, so it's kind of all of this to the north.
And the location of the projected units, don't you have a one of that?
And she may have brought those two through.
Those are special use property.
Correct.
Any other specific questions for the applicant? Hearing none, would anyone entertain a motion to the application?
May I add something? Where this is going, we've had since 2012, we've had nightly rentals. All of that community right there, with the exception of the gentleman on the corner and the gentleman that just spoke, they're all of our nightly rentals. I mean, we've been there forever. So, I mean, they moved in knowing that, I mean, that's what was going on around there. We didn't, you know, just come in and overtake. And then McSpadden, he owns one of the properties, and he was approved for a nightly rental, and then we just got two new cabins. Scott, is that to the north, down Jones Road? I don't know my direction out there. There's two new nightly rentals there as well that were approved and just completed.
Oh, Gary's?
Yes.
Yeah,
on the other
they're
side
they're almost catty corner from the side of the road.
Correct.
Across the street.
Correct.
And those are all special use, though, correct?
Yes.
And this is the first Division 3 permit that's come before the Planning Commission in that area.
Yep. This right here, that old house was torn down. That's the McSpadden's property.
Correct.
Right there. But, yes, you're right. This one is coming through as Division 3 because of the number. And you actually questioned the other one as a special use.
I didn't think it should have been a special use. It should have been a permit.
And I agreed with that assessment, so that's why this one changed.
Okay, back to anything else? Anything else you want to add?
I mean, we've been there forever. We never get any complaints. As far as the dogs are concerned, we don't even allow the animals in our properties. So I don't know if it's from, you know, one of the other cabins. We don't allow them, so our dogs aren't out running from any of our guests. They've never, you know, made contact with us to let us know that they've ever had an issue. We patrol frequently. We drive through in the evenings, late at night. We don't let the partiers come. We're family, you know, we want the kids and the families to come. We screen them from the beginning. And, I mean, we don't play around. If they're being disruptive, we lock them out. They have to go because, I mean, we don't want it either.
Okay.
Are you readily available for any phone calls from anyone in the area?
We have six
numbers.
We have six people on our team, and they can call any of us 24 hours a day.
And that number is out there to where somebody can see it?
Absolutely.
It's labeled on all of our cabins.
It's posted out front.
Yeah. We also have a letter from Paul Seiler as well, expressing his support for that. I believe you guys have seen that a couple times as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.